Judas Priest. Good morning, everybody. 5x5, how we doing? Thomas Dansby said 5x5. That's tremendous. Listen, we're an hour behind schedule because the internet decided to not cooperate and there's a storm raging outside and Windows decided it was time for an update. So here we are. Better late than never, right? All right. My name is Bear. I'm from the internet. We're going to do the brief today. If you're new here, subscribe, ring the little bell icon. That way YouTube can pretend to notify you when we go live. If you're not new here, you know what to do. Share the show with somebody you love and give this broadcast a thumbs up, please, and thank you. Brief note, no, I'm not trying to sound like a tough guy. I'm actually in the process of recovering from losing my voice because we trained Responder 1, 2, and 3 a couple of days ago in Oklahoma, and I've spent a large amount of time knife-handing people and yelling at them. So this is not an affectation to sound cool. This is healing vocal cords, okay?
Okay, Bear.
All right. Today, we're going to talk about winter storms. We're going to talk about Russia and its removal of itself from the START Treaty. We're going to talk about a foreign minister of Belarus who died by suicide, air quote. And we're also going to talk about some interesting developments in Africa that have a lot to do with China. Bear Independent Brief, 22 February 23. Record cold is expected to sweep across the lower 48 as a massive winter storm travels across the country, clashing with historic warm temperatures in the southeast and mid-Atlantic and Oklahoma, which is why the internet didn't work for me this morning. This storm will be the coldest one of the season, bringing snow or ice to places that don't usually see such conditions. Roughly 17 million people are under winter weather warnings, and this weather event is expected to bring snow, ice, severe thunderstorms, high winds, and even some tornadoes, all depending on your location. Clearly, complications such as unsafe driving conditions, road closures, power outages, and more are to be expected. In other words, do basic prepper stuff, please. While we are going to talk about the potential for warheads on foreheads today, severe weather is much more likely to get you than Putin is. So something to be aware of. Isn't that right, Bob?
Yeah.
Listen here, within the last few months, many lessons have been learned from the weather events that have hit the United States, and now it's time for the resulting preparations to be put to the test. Los Angeles County Health Office Officer Dr. Muntu Davis said, quote, "There are places where people can go to stay warm, such as shelters or other public facilities. We also want to remind people not to use stoves, barbecues, or ovens to heat their homes due to the risk of carbon monoxide poisoning." If you're going to have an open flame inside your house, you need makeup air. It's pretty much as simple as that. Or don't do it. Tracking like a tank, Bear Nostradamus said. That's wonderful. The one-year anniversary of the invasion of Ukraine has arrived, and with it some news. During a visit to Kyiv, Biden announced that an additional $460 million of your taxpayer dollars will be going to fund the defense of Ukraine. So far, the U.S. has contributed a total of $196 billion to the country. $196 billion of your taxpayer dollars to Ukraine, making the U.S. the largest contributor to the cause. Putin gave an address of his own in which he claimed that Ukraine and the West started the war with advancing military systems and NATO expansion. Putin claimed that the U.S. and NATO started the war with advancing military systems and NATO expansion, and also said that Russia would be suspending its participation in the new START Treaty, which limits the strategic nuclear arsenals of U.S. and Russia. Now, in the last decade, Russia has had 8 special military actions, special military operations in and around Russia to regain territory that used to be FSU, former Soviet Union states, territories. Tabar 7, watch the F-bombs, peeps. Yeah. If it's not something I say on camera, you don't need to say it in the chat. Okay. Wait a minute. What? I see a name that I think I saw. Where did it go? I thought I saw Frank the Tank in the chat. You in there, Frank? Frank Chupinka.
Yep,
there he is. What's up, brother Frank? Frank's awesome. We trained in Philly together. Good dude. We read the Gospel of Matthew in the parking lot before class. Shalom, brother. All right. Yeah, buddy. That's right, Frank. Frank the Tank. He tackled me during active shooter training. He did a good job. It was a good tackle. I still remember it.
The things you're impressed by.
Why is my battery running low? Who unplugged my computer? Who wants to feel the wrath of Bear? It is not going to be one of those days. Stand by, Bear Nation. Stand by.
Is it not there?
I don't know. But we're just going to go ahead and make it an official rule of the office.
It is a rule.
You do not unplug my computer.
It is absolutely a rule.
Yeah. Well, somebody's going to get beheaded. I don't know who it is, but somebody's going.
Almost on a rule that nobody sits at that
table. On the chopping block. Yeah, my table. This one's mine. That was me. Sorry. Phone daddy, you're dead. You're dead.
Of course.
Bring out the guillotine. You're dead. You're dead. All right. So Russia is withdrawn from the START treaty, which limits strategic nuclear arsenals of the U.S. and Russia. It's unknown how much longer this conflict in Ukraine will continue, but the sanctions have continued to drain Russia's revenues. Also, there's talk of putting sanctions on China. I have conflicting opinions about sanctions. They can work, but they can also force countries and populations to maneuver and create new alliances. BRICS, anybody? So sanctions on China will probably strengthen BRICS. And, you know, if you listen to Peter Zion, whatever the hell his name is, PZ, you listen to PZ, his thoughts are that China will not be able to survive the sanctions that have been put on Russia so far. Maybe, maybe not. I'm not entirely certain that he's correct on that, but the United States is still the largest trade partner that China has. Which is interesting because we're probably going to be going to war with them in the near future. Deputy U.S. Treasury Secretary Wally Adamio, that is a mouthful, pointed out that the Russian finance ministry has been forced to nearly triple its daily foreign currency sales to make up for the shortfall due to sanctions. Put simply, we are making the Kremlin's choice between funding its illegitimate war and propping up its economy harder each day. Uncle Charlie, clap hands. So, from RT, lawmakers approve Putin's nuclear treaty decision. Russian lawmakers approved a bill on Wednesday submitted by President Vladimir Putin, which Moscow will temporarily suspend its participation in the Strategic Offensive Arms Treaty, known as New START, the last existing nuclear accord between Russia and the U.S. This was the last thing limiting the proliferation and testing of nuclear weapons. I don't love that. Not a big fan. This, of course, comes during the time that Biden is in Ukraine, giving Zelensky hugs on the world stage. And Trump is, of course, headed to East Palestine, Ohio, to deal with the train wreck there. Both of which, by the way, just so we're clear, both of which are theatrics, right? Trump's numbers, as compared to DeSantis, Trump has raised like $17 million for his presidential campaign. DeSantis has raised like $85 million or something thus far. So I think it's optics, honestly. Does Trump care? Maybe. Does it work in his favor for him to go to East Palestine and be seen on TV? For sure. It absolutely does. It perpetuates that man of the people mystique that he's after. But Biden's in Ukraine giving Volodymyr Zelensky hugs on the world stage. Interestingly, while that was happening, First Lady Jill Biden was in East Africa talking about the ridiculous amounts of migration that are happening due to unprecedented drought in the region, with people flocking to areas like Nairobi, Kenya, because there's still some food there. things to think about, Bear Nation. I'm never bugging out. There's no food here. Well, I'm never leaving. Okay, you're going to be a beautiful corpse. Back to what RT said. In an explanatory note attached to the bill, the lawmakers state that the agreement, which was meant to cut in half the number of nuclear weapons deployed around the world, was supposed to allow both parties to carry out inspections in order to ensure compliance. Yeah, that would happen. The U.S., however, deliberately, this is a quote, the U.S., however, quote, deliberately fails to fulfill its obligations under the treaty in this area of activity, the note states. In other words, you don't get to see how many nukes we have. And honestly, yeah, if I might have to fight you one day, you don't need to know what kind of ammunition and arms I have, right? Because of this, and in accordance with federal law, the Russian president has made a proposal to suspend the agreement, the note reads, adding that the decision to resume Russia's participation in the treaty will also be made by the president. So it's all on Putin's shoulders now. The document was adopted by the State Duma, the lower chamber of Russia's parliament, and must now be passed by the Federal Council before entering into force once signed by the president. The approval comes after Putin announced in his address to the Federal Assembly on Tuesday that Moscow will suspend its participation in the New START Treaty but will not withdraw completely. The president said the document is a legacy of times when Moscow and Washington did not perceive each other as adversaries. That's perhaps the crux of this article. Putin said this document, this nuclear arms treaty, is a legacy, a holdover, leftovers of the time when Moscow, Russia, and Washington, the United States, did not perceive each other as adversaries. In other words, it's an acknowledgement that Putin perceives us as adversaries. Now, we know this. We've been talking about this for years at this channel, and in earnest for the last year, almost literally the last year, comma, yet another acknowledgement that Putin believes he is at war with the United States of America in Ukraine. Now, factually, he's right. 196 billion of your taxpayer dollars were sent over there to perpetuate this war in Ukraine. Whether you agree with NATO's synopsis that we need to fight the Russians in Ukraine so we don't have to fight them elsewhere or not, that's what's happening. Whether or not you think it's the United States' job to be the policeman of the world, you know, the scout leader for all these other 170-something other countries around the world, doesn't matter whether you agree with it or not to a certain extent, because here we are. We are there. There's been a lot of banter back and forth about the expenditure of ammunition in Ukraine right now. The Russians are shooting off as many artillery shells in a day as NATO can produce in a month. So they're dwindling their inventory as well. And this is when they say the Ukrainians are shooting 7,000 rounds of ammo a day in Ukraine. That's not small arms. That's not, you know, 5.45 by 39, 7.62 39, 5.56. You know, 308, 762, 51. It's not that. It's artillery, you know, 155, et cetera. 7,000 rounds a day, in addition to tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of small arms rounds a day. You know what artillery shells are made of? Brass. There's a lot more brass in an artillery shell than there is in 1,000 rounds of 9mm or 5.56. And so if you're running low, you might think about stockpiling just a little bit, upping the ante just a little bit, putting a little bit more back because, you know, supply and demand, scarcity breeds value. And globally, ammunition manufacturers are spinning up. If something like the United States DOD contractors can produce in Idaho, I believe it is, 14,000 artillery shells a month, and they're ramping up to about 20,000 per month. And Germany's trying to increase productivity on that, but Germany also runs on natural gas, which used to come from Russia until Biden blew up the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines. But nobody talks about that anymore. So, you know, it's going to be difficult for Germany's industrial base to produce, you know, small arms and large munitions as well. Point here is the president of Russia views this nuclear treaty as a legacy document from times when Moscow and Washington did not perceive each other as adversaries. We no longer need this document because we now openly perceive each other as adversaries. Last paragraph of the article. However, times have changed, Putin said, and the U.S. is now issuing ultimatums to Russia and trying to maintain its hegemony. That word gets me every time. Every time I see it, I'm like, hegemony. While NATO states openly expressed the desire to inflict a strategic defeat on Russia. At the same time, members of the bloc, NATO, are also making absurd demands to inspect Russia's strategic facilities, while similar requests from Moscow are systematically denied. Russia cannot ignore this. We cannot allow ourselves to ignore this, Vladimir Putin said. So, is it warheads on foreheads time? Probably not today. Maybe tomorrow. Next week? Maybe. Next year? Potentially? Don't know. But it's definitely an indicator for us. Oh, hey, Magic Prepper's in the chat. What's up, Magic Prepper? From MSN.com. This one's an interesting one. Belarusian foreign minister died by suicide after meeting Putin's officials. Oops. It's just a coincidence. There's nothing to see here. The foreign minister of Belarus. This is not like the local tax collector. The foreign minister of Belarus died by suicide just days after returning from a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin's officials in Armenia, according to a new report. The long-serving foreign minister, Vladimir Makai, 64, was reported to have suffered a heart attack when he died suddenly on November 26th. But according to a reporting by an independent Belarusian media outlet, Nasha Neva, citing four unrelated sources, the liberal-leaning Makai took his own life 4 days after attending the summit in Armenia. Makai's friend said he was painfully upset by the collapse of the course that he was leading, adding that those close to him did not believe that he was murdered. Belarusian dictator Alexander Lukashenko aimed to replace Makai, who had served as his top diplomat since 2012, according to the news outlet, although it was unclear whether this was at Moscow's behest. Quote, recently, he has been denied personal attention from Lukashenko, a colleague said, speaking on the condition of anonymity. It was very perceptible to him. Another unnamed source was quoted as saying, quote, he understood that the former high position he was occupying was coming to an end, and after his heights, he did not see himself anywhere else, except in a dumpster behind a deli somewhere in Belarus. Belarusian Foreign Minister Vladimir Makai, 64, allegedly died by suicide in November, according to a new report. Yep. So, yeah, he got suicided. He got suicided. I'm just going to throw that out there. And interestingly, I wanted to touch on this because Africa is not a place that geopolitically most channels, most people spend a lot of time on. There are 16 foreign militaries operating on the continent of Africa. 16 foreign militaries. Russia and the Wagner Group have bases all over the damn place, although they're doing a lot of operations out of Sudan right now. China, its Belt and Road Initiative, doing a lot of work in Africa. And basically what the Chinese are doing are offering construction loans on products or projects, rather, civil engineering products or projects. And when the countries that they are doing the work in, giving the loans to, can't repay, that's fine. They just seize the infrastructure. Now this highway belongs to China, or these buildings belong to China, or this electrical grid, or this hydroelectric dam, or this power plant belongs to China. So Tanzania, which, think of East Africa, the Horn of Africa, HOA, the Horn of Africa, not your homeowners association, the HOA, the Horn of Africa. Think of Lebanon, Syria, that area. Indian Ocean. Look, think of India and just go west, southwest from there until you hit Africa, Horn of Africa. in that region, you have Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda, CAR, Central African Republic, the Republic of Congo, etc. Okay, right about on the line of the equator. Tanzania, which is in that area, approves controversial oil pipeline despite environmental concerns. Now, the story here is not the environmental concerns. I was actually listening to the PDP or PDB with Brian Dean Wright this morning while I was on the treadmill at the gym. And he brought this up. So I did a little bit of digging this morning. I've also been doing a deep dive on Africa the last few days. And the interesting thing is not that it's been approved. The interesting thing is that this, most of the articles you'll find on this are from 2021 and older. So it's back in the spotlight again now. They've been working on this for years. The idea here is that Tanzania, which is like pristine wildland, like think of like the Lion King, right? It's got every species on the face of the earth. They have a metric butt ton of oil and natural gas. Tanzania is building a pipeline. It's just landlocked, by the way. Building a pipeline from one of their national wildlife preserves through Uganda, I believe it is. And they're going to reach the Indian Ocean. Uganda's building it. Pipeline's going through Tanzania. Tanzania has approved the construction of a pipeline that would allow Ugandan oil to be delivered to international markets, dismissing environmental concerns about the project as propaganda. Tanzania's government on Tuesday approved the construction of the East African crude oil pipeline that would transport crude from oil fields being developed in Lake Albert in northwestern Uganda to Tanzanian port on the Indian Ocean. $10 billion oil fields and pipeline project, which $10 billion is a steal. Honestly, that's a good price. I've done wind projects with the High Line just to move the power from where the project is to the market for over $10 billion. So that's a good price. Which is being jointly developed by France's Total Energies, the China National Offshore Oil Corporation, along with state oil companies of Uganda and Tanzania, required approval from both countries, with Uganda issuing a license to the project operator last month. It's an underground heated pipeline set to become the longest of its type, about 900 miles long, expected to be operational in 2025, held up as an economic opportunity for both countries. China owns the infrastructure. The reason this is interesting, at least to me, is that there are 16 foreign militaries operating in Africa, which is its own continent. It's a big place, but there's 16 foreign militaries there. China is a net importer of energy. They're also a cornerstone of BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, et cetera, et cetera. And they've been taking, China's been taking Russian crude. Well, it's an indicator that they're going to either require more oil, be taking less Russian crude, or that they want to own a bunch of oil infrastructure in Africa. Africa is not the most stable place, by the way. You've got Islamic militants running around over there. You've got tribal infighting, you've got military coups, espionage galore, AFRICOM, it's a thing. So just another indicator, China's making moves all over the world to be able to secure resources, to be able to perpetuate their existence, probably an indicator for us as well. And that is the brief for today. And that's what I got for y'all. Congratulations on your weight loss. Your face seems thinner, Bear. Thanks, Alex. I also trimmed my beard, so that probably helped because it was 6 inches wider than it is right now. That's the show. I appreciate y'all being patient with me, both with the loss of the voice and also with the timeline due to the loss of the internet thanks to the storm. So, yes, Sarah, Joe Biden is on tour in Africa this week, as I said. And by the way, let's not speak disparagingly of our leaders, but Joe is not the only one in the family that has trouble cobbling together a sentence. If you've ever listened to Jill Biden try and talk to somebody when a camera's on, holy crap, there's something in the water over there in Delaware. I don't know what it is, but it is painful to watch. It is like they must be. They're running the same AI software inside of those robots, dude. It's bad, bad, bad. Giraffe with the side of asparagus. That's right. If I ever get to Africa, I'm eating a giraffe because the father says I can in Leviticus 11. I'm going to do it. All right. That's the show. If you're one of those people that hops off when it's time to talk about how to support the show, this is your polite invitation to beat feet, skedaddle. Get out of here. Have a blessed day. Shalom. For everybody else, we're going to talk about how to support the show. Thanks, Dr. Trevor. Good brief, homie. I appreciate that. I'm a little, just slightly frazzled, honestly. Stutter step and things are out of order. Thank you, Doug Bucher. I appreciate that. Patreon.com. There's a link. All these links are in the description of every video and live stream forever, always, all the time. So if you're trying to find the link to the thing, it's in the description down below. Okay?
Okay, dear.
All right. So, Patreon. This morning on Patreon, we talked about skills for your kids. Train them up right. EH Nebraska asked, if you could, basically put together like a homesteading, homeschool curriculum, what would you teach your kids? And so my wife and I riffed on that for, 15, 20 minutes talking about that. A lot of good interplay from the Patreon fam as well, back and forth in the comments. So good morning, Steven. Shalom, brother. Is giraffe good with teriyaki sauce? What kind of dumbass question is that? It's teriyaki sauce. Everything's good with teriyaki sauce. Joel's whole staff is half retarded. I don't know who approved that comment, but thank you, because I was just about to approve it as well, because the world needs to see that. That is correct. We are super duper off the rails, like every other train in the country right now. Patreon.com. It's $5 a month. Check it out. It is the economic engine of the Bear Nation. I could not and would not do this show without y'all. So thank you. RefugeMedical.com. Your promo code is Bear Nation for free shipping on everything in the store. Made in America, guaranteed forever. 63 lives saved to date. 63. Two law enforcement officers found out yesterday. Two law enforcement officers in two completely different parts of the country rendered aid using Refuge Medical kits and saved somebody's life. One was a gunshot to a femoral artery. It's a big deal. You got about 90 seconds to deal with that problem or that person's going to die. Get an SOB kit. It's amazing the amount of kit for the size. Very impressive. Well, Tad, that's where we were headed next. So Refuge Medical has now saved 63 lives that we know of. And this week, the SOB is being featured. It's only $229 on special. There are many of these out there in the wild, but these two are mine. As you can see, Coyote Tan, also red with reflective. These are phenomenal kits. They weigh as much as one loaded AR-15 magazine. So if you're Mr. Tactical Cool Guy, but you don't have a med kit on your belt, you're doing life wrong, okay? You can also, the red with reflective is a great vehicle kit, search and rescue kit, fire EMS, police kit in your trunk or preferably on your body. But they're super small, super thin. See, like there's my hand over the top of the SOB kit. The way this works, it's MOLLE compatible. You've got your Committee on TCCC recommended windlass tourniquets on the outside, shown with a cat tourniquet on the Coyote Tan and a soft T tourniquet on the red. Frank Chupinka. Thanks, Frank the Tank. Appreciate you. MOLLE compatible, malice clips on the back like so. And then you pull this open like every other kit we got. You grab the red handle right here inside, and you pull the inner out of the outer. And in this lovely little envelope right here, you'll find, first of all, a Made in the USA tag, because these are made in America by Americans out of American materials and guaranteed forever and a day. As long as there's breath in my lungs, you will get a new one of these if you break it. Period, the end. If you use the equipment inside of one of these to save somebody's life, or if you use anybody else's kit to save a life, you contact us and I will place them at no cost to you. Whatever components you used, period, the end. You know, imitation is the highest form of flattery. Our three leading competitors, one of which copied copied the Bearfac and did a shitty job of it. One of them tried to copy our warranty and did a shitty job of that. And then the other one bought all of our Google search terms. You nervous or something, bro? What's going on? We're just a little company of rednecks over here in Eastern Oklahoma trying to save people's lives. So your inner pouch here, you pop this open. You got everything you need and nothing you don't inside of here to work the March algorithm, massive bleeding, airway, respiratory, circulation, head injury, hypothermia, everything else. So you got legit combat gauze inside of here, quick lock combat gauze. You've got compressed gauze for wound packing. You've got a flat pressure bandage right here, a set of gloves, North American Rescue gloves, nasal pharyngeal airway, 5x9 gauze pads, fold flat duct tape, a pair of chest seals, one vented, one non-vented, front and back, etc. BCK wipes for disinfectant, a Sharpie. So, and it's all a tight little compact kit. I mean, again, it's that big, y'all. Like, it ain't very large at all. Weighs as much as one loaded AR magazine. 229 guaranteed forever today. So go get it while you can. I'm telling you, in today's day and age, in this market, these supply chains are going to sell out. So I would act now. Buy now. But wait, there's more. If you buy right now, you'll get not one, but two ShamWows. No, you won't. You'll get one SOB. That's it. I don't sell ShamWows. Let's see. The Bear Fact is in stock, shipping fast. You guys know the Bear Fact. This one's mine. This is legitimately my Bear Fact right here. The industry standard, often imitated, never duplicated. The Bear Fact. Bear minimums are still in stock. Bleeding control kit still in stock. Wound care bucket still in stock. Get them while you can. The world's freaking weird. RefugeTraining.com. We have classes in Idaho, in Indiana, in Pennsylvania, in Texas, in Alabama. Okay, public classes right now that you can go sign up for. If you do sign up for those classes right now, not only can you use promo code BearNation for 5% off the class, you will also, with no code whatsoever, get a free bleeding prevention kit at class. In addition to the TCCC trainer kit you get with class already, you will get another first aid kit that you can take home with you to empower and train the people that you love in your life. So you leave with two first aid kits from our class right now. While supplies last. So those are public classes at refugetraining.com in Idaho, in Indiana, in Pennsylvania, in Texas, in Alabama. We just got done instructing. An update on Origin Camo SOB, been holding out. What's up, Keenan Finkelstein? I'll get with you in one moment. We just instructed Responder 1, 2, and 3 in Pocola, Oklahoma. Very good class. Very good class. And the sense of overcoming that happens in these classes is massive. I can't give you guys too much details because it's scenario-based training, and I don't want to ruin it for y'all who are going to come to class. But there was one woman. There were several women, but there was one woman in particular, 62-year-old grandma, taking Responder 3. And we told her beforehand, I was like, ma'am, I'm concerned about your ability to be able to complete this class. It is a tactical medical class. It's about 80% medical, 20% tactical, but there's a lot of movement. There's a lot of PT. There are smoke sessions intentionally to get your heart rate up, your pulse rate up, to get you, you know, to smoke your body so you understand what you do under stress, right? This woman did more mud crawls than anybody else on the team. I don't know how it turned out that way, but she was just always the one doing mud crawls, and she killed it. She made it through the entire day of training. That was an 11-hour day of training, and she just nailed it. And so if you're like, hey, I don't know if I can do it, like a 62-year-old grandma did it, and she did it well. She nailed it. She earned it. And so refugetraining.com. Come to class, learn the fine art of how to not die, and understand that this is way more than death by PowerPoint. The first 5 minutes of Responder 1 explicitly details the fact that this will not be death by PowerPoint. Had a law enforcement officer in the class as well, and he said, I have spent my entire life being trained My entire life I've spent being trained, and this is hands down the best class I've ever taken. Not just medical class, the best class I've ever taken. The instructors really care. The level of instruction was incredible. The content was incredible. The reps and sets, the automaticity was incredible. And he's like, this is just the best class I've ever been to. And I've been professionally trained my entire life. It's like, that's badass. Thank you. If you are a law enforcement officer, these classes are CLEAT, CLEFT, POST accredited. You get training hours for it. So refugetraining.com, use that promo code Bear Nation. Lastly, but not leastly, I saw somebody said, what's the best kit for EDC everyday carry? Get a slick kit, S-L-I-K, sexy legs and khaki kit. We needed a name for it. That's what we came up with, me and the patrons. The slick kit. Get the slick kit. Daniela R. said 62 is not old. I'm not saying she's old, but I'm saying there's a lot of people, there's a lot of 30-year-olds who think they're way more capable than they actually are. You get into hour two of responder three, you see people wanting to quit. It's about the person. And this woman, this 62-year-old grandma, she had the guts. She had the grit. She's a responder. She didn't quit. It's awesome. It's absolutely awesome. Grindstoneministries.com. Online giving is available at grindstoneministries.com. We are in the process of updating our website for both Grindstone and for Caleb House so that it looks like more than, you know, baby's first website. We've been so busy doing everything else that we kind of neglected the, you know, outward facing portion of what Grindstone does. So be paying attention to that. Be looking for an update to the website soon. It's very cool. The people we have working on it are doing an excellent job. But online giving is available there. If you'd like to support our disaster relief efforts and our anti-human trafficking efforts, you can find us there. You can also buy Caleb House swag. Caleb House is our juvenile restoration facility. For how many days is the training? Mom survival. Thanks for the $5. Responder one's a half day. Responder two's a half day. Responder three's a full day. If you take all three in a row, which is called the essential responder, it's 2 days. And over the course of that 2 days, you'll be trained for between 20 and 24 hours, depending on the pace of the class over the course of 2 days. Caleb House swag. Caleb House is our juvenile human trafficking survivor restoration facility. $50 words for a safe place where kids can live for the remainder of their life if they choose, until they're ready to go back out in the world after they've been serially raped by assholes. It's where we put people back together again. Mission statement being to provide a biblical covering to widows and orphans and break generational curses. Cost us over $20,000 a month to take care of the 24 children that we already have in our care. And we're in the process of raising 1.5 so that we can build a Caleb House. And if you'd like to plug into that, grindstoneministries.com, buy a t-shirt, buy a hoodie, buy a long sleeve. And you'll also see a link in the description for the Facts Not Feelings shirt from SAW, Survival Applications and Weapons Systems. And a portion of the proceeds of that goes to benefit the construction of Caleb House as well. So, and I just wanted to, real quick, at the end of the brief, yesterday, much to my wife's chagrin, I thought, I need more socks. And which is a ridiculous thing for me to think, because I have more socks than a man could ever need. And so I was at covertthreads.com. Covert Threads was developed, a company developed by a former Marine. Every stitch in the United States of America, and make their stuff, started for the military, and now available to everybody else. They make everything with American hands in America with American materials. And I love their damn socks, and they're excellent. And I just bought 6 more pairs, even though I probably need 0 more pairs of socks for the rest of my life. I don't have a promo code there, but you should, if you need socks, check them out, covertthreads.com. And that got me thinking about some other companies. As far as, you know, Made in America, I thought it was a really good live stream. with John from SOE Tactical over at his channel yesterday. And it's about 2 hours long. You got, my wife is in the comments going, no, I'll put him in a rucksack, babe. You'll never see him. Don't worry about it. But did about a 2 hour live stream with John from SOE Tactical yesterday and Nicole from Living Free in Tennessee on John's channel, SOE Tactical. And SOE makes all their stuff here in America as well. And it's a phenomenal kit. It's phenomenal kit. So if you're looking for a good company to support, check them out as well. And then this company right here, KGW, Kentuckiana Gunworks, if that'll focus. Okay. Kentuckiana Gunworks, KGW Lube. This stuff is really good. I use it on my weapons. This is the enhanced reliability gun oil. It's made in America since 2020, made in the USA. You probably think like, no biggie, right? Why? It's just gun lube, right? There's 1,000 things I can use to lube my guns. Why? Well, first of all, this is a brother. Second of all, it works. Third, it's made in the United States of America. Fourth, you're supporting a small business that supports real families, real people. And part of wresting control of this country back from they, whoever they may be, is supporting us, the opposite of they. We get to vote with our dollars. And it's the little things, man. Looking for that flag. When you're purchasing stuff, at least for me, is super duper important. And there's a difference between, for example, a company like Duluth, who I want to love, and I have some of their products. I bought a Duluth coat a couple of months ago. It's Duluth, Minnesota, right? I get it. Open it up. Made in Vietnam. Pissed me off. I thought I was buying an American product. There's a difference between an American company and a company that makes things in America. That's why I'm telling you guys, and I get $0 from this, nor do I care to get $0 from this. This is why I'm telling you about KGW, Kentuckiana Gunworks today, SOE Tactical today, and Covert Threads today, because they're products that I use every day in my everyday life that I'm happy to pay for. And I think you guys should know about. So it ain't a sales pitch. It's an endorsement. So DaFreak01. Oh, I hit a live. Well, good news for you, bro. I'm out. Y'all have a blessed day. Shalom.